Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, today's daf is Yud Dalet in Mesecha Sukkah. Is the 573rd daf in Shas. Bezer Hashem, our daf will continue analyzing schach that is cut off to be schach. Whether there is a halacha of tumah in regards to the fruits that are on it and the yados, the stems that are connected, that connect the fruit to the schach. That's a continuation of yesterday's daf on Yugimel Amid Beis. On our daf, the Gemara will continue to analyze that as well as the halachas of yadus when it comes to tumah. The Gemara then will discuss the halach of yadus that are broken apart in regards to hilchas tumah. The Gemara will have a beautiful agadita about what the tefillah of tzaddikim do, and then we will Bezer Hashem begin the next Mishnah that talks about making schach from panels. We'll have a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. The Gemara will analyze that machlokas of making schach binisarim, whether that is problematic or not. That's a large machlokas tanoim and machlokas amoraim of exactly what those tanoim were talking about. That will take us well into Yudalid on the Beis, where the Gemara continues the sugya of Nisarim, and that will take us all the way till the next Mishnah of Tikra Shein Ola Mazivas. Let's Bezer Hashem begin where we had left off yesterday, three lines from the top, which is necessitate an introduction. The Gemara had told us, the Shita of Rav Huna, that cutting down grapes for wine, since you're not interested in the grape anymore, there's no halacha of yados in regards to the stems now also contracting tumah. Rav Menashe extended that halacha in a different direction as well, and that is someone who cuts off branches for schach, since his intention is not to use it for the, let's say, an apple tree. His intention is not to use the fruit anymore, but rather he's interested in the schach. Then the Gemara says as well that the halacha is that there is no din of yados. The Gemara was in the middle of discussing whether the opinion of Menashe ben Gudya is going, Bar Gada, more precise, is going to be dependent on the Machlokis Tanoim of someone who cuts down Sochei Te'enim that have Te'enim on it, Parkilim, vines that have grapes on it, if that's Tolui on the issue of Menashe bar Gudya. Because in that Braisa we learned that there's a Machlokis whether there's a din of Yados. So, the Tanoim argue whether the stems are still significant. L'chura, Rav Menashe bar Gada is taking sides in that Machlokes Tanoim. Says Rav Menashe bar Gada, no. The Gemara yesterday, we had learned five lines from the bottom, six lines from the bottom, had said that no, Hakoytzel Eschach, there is no halacha of Yados. And the Machlokes Tanoim is revolving in a different case. It's talking about a case of where someone had actually cut it off originally for the fruit. So, and then he changes his mind for the Schach. So in such a case, then we have machlokes tanoim. Once he cut it down for its fruit, maybe in such an instance there will be a halacha of yados. The Gemara then asks, five lines from the bottom, but who in the world would say that in such a case, that if you decided you're no longer going to use it for the fruits and now you're going to use it for the schach, it will no longer have the din of yados. The Gemara asks, two lines from the bottom, ubi batla le machshava. The halacha is, as we learned in Maseches Kelim, that Kelim are yardinly day tuma b'machshava, ve'ein oilem mitumasan ela b'shinoi maisa. That once a person has decided to do something, that is not enough if you want to take it out from its capacity to be mekabel tuma. You need to do a shinoi maisa. So if you have a kli, so then in such a case, if you decide you're going to use it as a kli, that would be enough for it to contract tumah. However, if you decide you're no longer going to use it as a kli, then you need to do a shinui maisa. So too over here, asks the Gemara, at the end of the day, he decides that he's not going to use those fruits as the branches for fruits, but rather for schach, then it's not enough to take it out without a Maisa. As Gemara says, three lines from the top, and you dot Amin Alf. Machshava ain't a maitzia, loy miyad maisa, v'loy miyad machshava. Another machshava to decide to use it for schach is not going to take it out from its status of yavdus. The Gemara continues, now we continue inside, five lines from the top, in the cave, in the Tivari, looking out over the Kosal Maravi. V'chitei mahani mili kelim dechashivi. That only applies to kelim, which is choshev. Aval yavdus, the tzarech, Salka. Maybe this halacha, to change its status and needs a maisa, that's only in regards to kalim. Here we're talking about, as we elaborated yesterday, in regards to yadas. Yadas are the handles. The handles, maybe it could be changed with machshava. Only kalim cannot be changed with a machshava. Is that so, Vatanan? But didn't we learn in a Mishnah? We learned the Mishnah in Uktz, in Perik Aleph Mishnah Hey, Kol Yodos Ha'eichlin Shebesasan Begoron Tahoros. Yodos of foods, like their stems, that have been broken apart, the halacha is their Tahoros. Why? Because Goli Daite says Rashi Delo Nichalu Behu, and then it becomes Tar from Mekabel Tumah. Rabbi Yosi Metame, Rabbi Yosi says it remains Tame. Bishlema, what you said above, that when it comes to yadas, that it's enough for to simply to change your machshava, lemad amar besasan, that the manda amar who says besasan, that what does it mean it was broken up, hitiragudan shapir, that you simply by it being opened up, then you see you don't need a maisa. And so we see when it comes to yadas, you don't need a maisa to change its status vis-a-vis tumah v'tahara. Elamanda amar besas my besasim besasim mamish. Not that it was only untied, but rather as mamish destroyed. My ikala memer, what are you going to say? In other words, now that we got through saying that yados are different, that it could be yored b'machshava, how would you explain this halacha b'sasan still being tameh until it's entirely destroyed? Answers the Gemara, hachanamisha b'sasan mamish. We have to say that in our case, it was mamish destroyed. Ask Gemara, ihachi maitamayo d'achirim. If that would be so, then what's the rationale for the Acherim, the Omer Kereb Yosi, that the Acherim, answers the Gemara, are going to have to be following Reb Yosi. What's behind the Gemara's question is the following. If we're saying that it's mamish destroyed, we had learned on the Braisa, on the bottom of Yugimel Amabez, that Acherim are of the opinion that it still has a status of Yados. How could it possibly have Yados if it's been destroyed? So says the Gemara, the Amar Kareb Yosi. You can have to say that the Achim follow the opinion of Yosi. This is not as we learned in a Mishnah. This we're going to have later on. We learned that Rabbi Yosi Taka says that even though it's destroyed, it's still Tame. Haimai, says the Gemara. Bishle mahasam time to Rabbi Yosi. Chazio lichid Rabbi Shimon Lakish. No, Rabbi Yosi will hold that it still has some Shaychus, it's still chazi for something, like Rav Shimon Lakish taught. Am Rav Shimon Lakish, ho v'ru'uyos l'hafchon ba'atar. When these things are besasan bigoren, they still have some type of identity. What type of identity? Says Rashi on the last narrow line. Ho v'ru'uyos l'hafoch roshei shibolim. Ba'atar means with a pitchfork, that they're able to turn it around with a pitchfork. If we're talking about that we're able to turn around with a pitchfork, then it still has an identity. But in our case, in the case in where he intends to use it for schach, that we had learned on the bottom of Yugimel Amabez, what could it be used for? In other words, once it's been pulverized. So then in such a case, what could it be used for? Says the Gemara, Chazio l'chisasa l'minkat l'hu. He could still use it that if he wants to dismantle the schach, so then in such a case, bigulayu, he'll be able to use it for to hold on to the straw. He'll use it to grasp the straw. So according to the Shita, even though it's basically been broken up, I didn't mean to use the word pulverized literally, but generally broken up, so then in such a case he could use it in, still use it in many ways. Gufa the Gemara continues, six lines into the Wanya Dalad Amnath, Kol Yodas Ha'ichlin Shebesasan Begorun Tahiris. We learned that according to the Tanakhama, anything that's broken up, so then it's Tav, Reb Yosi Metame, my Besasan, what does it mean it's broken up? So now we get into the quality of broken up. How pulverized does it have to be, as we referred to before? Or does it need any act of smashing it all together? Reb Yochanan and Omar Besasan Mamish. Rabbi Yochanan says a mamish needs to be broken up. Rabbi Lazar Amar Hitir Ogdon. Rabbi Lazar says it just needs to be untied. Bishlam the Rabbi Lazar and the Amar Besasan Hiterag done according to Rabbi Elazar, it says that Besasa means that it's been untied. Hainu de Metami Rabbi Yosi. Now we understand why Rabbi Yosi is Metami. In other words, it still has identity, as we elaborated before. Resh Lakish spoke about the idea of Hol Ruyas Lahafchan Ba'asar. It could be still be turned on a pitchfork. In other words, it has some identity. It hasn't been pulverized. Elo Rabbi Yochanan Damar Besasa Mamish Amay Metami Rabbi Yosi. Why would it be considered tame? So Gemara says no. Even if it's been broken up, well, nevertheless, it still could be turned over. These yados could still be turned over with a pitchfork, and therefore it has an identity. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish hal v'ruyos lahafchan basar. Since it could be turned over with a pitchfork, it has an identity. Now the Gemara brings us another beautiful teaching of Rabbi Elazar. Amar Rabbi Elazar lama nimshla tefilas and shel tzadikim kasar. Since Rabbi Elazar taught about the halachas of tumah v'tahara that relate to a pitchfork, now the Gemara talks about the halachas of tumah, the concept of a pitchfork vis-a-vis the tefillah of tzadikim. Why are the tefillah of tzaddikim like a pitchfork? Lom lecha, to teach you. Ma'asar zeh mehapech es hatfuah begoyrim mimakom lemakom, just like a pitchfork moves things from one place to the next. At tefillosan shel tzaddikim, mehapech es daitoy shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tefillah of tzaddikim could turn the das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu mimidas achzorius lemidas rachmanos, a tefillah of a tzaddik could transform a terrible gzardin from achzorius, from a harsh gzardin to a merciful gzardin. This concludes the sugya in regards to schach that has yados on it, whether those yados are tameh or not. To summarize, we learned that Rav Huna taught us that kotzer schach doesn't have any status of yad, because the moment that you've cut it off for schach, you show that you're not interested in using the schach for anything else but tzchach, and therefore there will be no status of tumah v'tahara. However, the Gemara discussed that the halacha might be different in a case in which a person originally cut off the tzchach for fruit and then decided to use it for tzchach, and that's a big discussion whether machshava would change the halacha of a yad. Originally it was a yad for a pri, now you're no longer interested in the pri, maybe that machshava will make it that no longer would have a din yad. When it comes to tumah v'tahara by kalim, so there by kalim the halacha is that you need to do a maisa to change its status. But it could be when it comes to yados, machshava is going to be enough to change it. And that was a big discussion in the Gemara. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin the next Mishnah. Mesachechim b'nisarim. The halacha is that you're allowed, according to Rabbi Yehuda, to use boards for schach. Rashi tells us, don't try to figure out what the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is. Since we're zocha to do daf yomi, the Gemara will give us the explanation. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you can use these boards. Rabbi Meir oiser. Rabbi Meir says that you cannot use these boards. However, nasan alea neser shu rochav arba tvachim ksheira. If you use a board that's for tefachim, then it's going to be kosher. But there's one condition, and that is that you're not allowed to sleep under that board. Rashi explains that a board that's for tefachim is schach posel, and you're not allowed to sit under that schach posel. What exactly is the whole issue of using a board altogether? So the Gemara explains, and there are going to be different opinions within our Gemara. First, we see the opinion of Rav. Amar Rav, Machlokes bin Asarin Sheish bin Arba. The Machlokes between the Tana Kama and of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir is if you have a board that's for Tfachim. The Rabbi Meir is Legzeres Tikra, the Rabbi Yehuda less Legzeres Tikra. The Machlokes is whether we have a Gzera. If you're going to allow people using a board of for Tfachim, are they going to come to sit under a roof and think that they are under a sukkah? Rashi over here actually tells us what exactly is the psul of sitting in a house on sukkahs. Rashi says in Dibur HaMaskel Rabbi Meir, "Vahu vaday posel the sukkah marachmana v'loy beisoy shall call you Mos Hashana." So there is a halacha that you're not allowed to sit in a house. Anything that's mamish a house is posel. It needs to be something that's not as thick as the roof of a house. It's no longer called a sukkah. So board once as dalid, there's a machlokes whether we evoke the gzeres tikra or not. According to Rav, b'nisarim she'ein ba'en arba,
However, Rav says if it's less than four, divrei hakol kasher, then everybody would agree it's kosher. Ushmuel amar b'she'ein ben arba machloikis. Shmuel says that the machloikis is when there isn't four tvachim. In other words, that according to the opinion of Rabbi Meir, nisarim are going to be aser even if it's less than four tvachim. However, avol yesh ben arba divrei hakol psula. If it's four tvachim, then even Rabbi Yehuda is going to make the Gzeiras Tikra. In other words, Gzeiras Tikra, according to Shmuel, applies even to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Ein behen arba, if it doesn't have four tvachim, vafilu pachos mishlosha, it sounds like even if it's less than three tvachim, hakonim ba'alma ninu, that there's going to be a machlekes, even when it's less than four tvachim, and even less than three tvachim, how could that possibly be? It's tam konim ba'alma, how would it be that Rabbi Meir will say it's osir? So how could Shmuel say that there's the shita of Rabbi Meir who is osir even if less than four tvachim? Amar Rav Papa, Rav Papa explained the position of Shmuel, hachi kamar, yesh behena arba, if the board is four tvachim, divrei hakol psula, then everybody agrees there's gzeiras tikra. And you're 100% right, Gemara, what you had asked. Pachos mishosh, if it's less than three tefachim, divrei hakol kasher. Everybody would say that tzchach that's less than three tefachim thick is going to be kosher. My time akonim ba'almanu. Ki pligi, when do we have machlokes mishosh v'ad arba? Between three and four. Masa v'kim delesnehu shir makom lo gazrin. Since it's generally called something that doesn't have a shir makam unless it has four tefachim, so therefore there's no gzeres tikra according to Rabbi Yehuda. Mar some of the other mando amolds kimin the nafkalu mataris lavid, since it exits the state of lavid gazrinan, so then in such a case we make the gzera of lavid. Excuse me, make the gzera of tikra. In other words, once it no longer is three tefachim, then it already falls into a category we would make the gzera of tikra. Bezer Hashem, we continue six lines from the bottom. Every once in a while you hear noise in the background. It's because I'm learning in the front of the Beis Medrash, the cave area of Netiv Aryeh. Tanan, Nosan Alea Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tefachim Kshera. We learned in the Mishnah, if he puts a board that is four tvachim, the halacha is that if it's four tvachim wide, it's still kosher. Ubelvachel yishin tachta, with the condition that he can't sleep on it. Bishleim l'shmol dam b'she'ein bar ba mechloikis avol yesh ben arba direko psula. If the halacha is that everybody agrees that more than four tefachim is possible, mishum hachilo yishan tachtav, then I understand what the Seifa is bringing out. That the Seifa is saying that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't sleep under it. However, el l'rav, the amar b'shiyesh ba'arba machloikis, but according to the Shita of Rav, that says that when there is a board of four, there is a machloikis, and Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher, avol ein ba'ar arba divrei hakol kshera, and if it's less than four, everybody holds its kosher. L'Rabbi Yehuda, my lo yishen tachtov. Why can't you sleep under the board when it's four tvachim? Answers the Gemara. Mi savris divrei hakol hi seifa san l'Rabbi Meir. The seifa will be going according to Rabbi Meir. When it says that you can't sleep under it when it's four, that's already going l'shitas Rabbi Meir. Period. The Gemara now tries to bring rayas. The Gemara now attempts to bring a raya to the shita of Shmuel and Akasha on Rav. Tashma come here, I'll bring you a proof. Shnei Sadinin Mitzdarfin. That if you have two sheets that are sitting by the schach, they're mitzdaref for a psul. We're going to discuss how large these sheets are in a moment. Continue on, Tom Abayz. Shnei Nisarim, but if there are two boards, ain mitzdarfin. They don't combine together to create a psul. Rabbi Meir Omer Afnisar and Kistin. Rabbi Meir says that both of them combine to create a psul. Analyzes the Gemara. Bishleim el Shmuel Damer b'shein bahen arba machloikis. According to the Shita of Shmuel, that says that when the boards are less than four, we have a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Avol yesh ben arba, but if the boards are already four, divrei hakol psula, then everybody agrees it's possible. Even Rabbi Yehuda, my mitzdarfin l'arba. So the chiddush over here of the Braisa is that if you have two sheets, that they combine together to create the shir arba. El Rav, but according to Rav, the Amar b'shiyesh ben arba machloikis, that if it has four, then it's a machloikis. Avalein ben arba, divrei hakol kasher, but if it's less than four, then it's kosher. Hey, chidami, so what exactly was our case? Id isbuhu arba, if there already was four, tfachim, lamaluhu litzirufe, why do you need to be mitzdarif? It already has a shir
schach pasul. Either let's bu arba, and if it doesn't have arba, amai, then what's the problem? Then it's considered kanim ba'alma according to everybody. So why is it according to Rav that there is a shaila altogether of mitzdarfin? Says the Gemara 10 lines from the top. Really, we're talking about where the Nesarim have a shear for Tfachim as well as the sheets. Umay mitzdarfin. So what's the discussion about mitzdarf? It already has a shear posel. No, it means to be mitzdarif to something else. For Tfachim is normally the shear posel when it comes to the middle of the sukkah. However, what about on the side of the sukkah? Mitzdarfin la arba amis min atzad. It's mitzdarif to the shear psul of four amis on the side of the sukkah. This is the halacha of Dofen Akuma. The halacha is that up until four amis, we view the schach puzzle, if it is next to the wall, as just simply being part of a crooked wall. And the sukkah beginning up until four amis from the wall. Therefore, the chiddush over here is, if you have four tfachim of sheet, plus another four tfachim of sheet, ultimately adding up to four amis, and it's on the side of the sukkah, then if it's up to four amis, it will passel. If it's less, then it will be kosher. By mitzdarfim mitzdarfim la amis min atzad. Ela l'Rav analyzes the Gemara, but according to Rav Bishlam, Rabbi Meir, my mitzdarfim mitzdarfim la arba amis min atzad. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the amar filu yesh ben arbok sheira. Even if it has four tvachim, it's still going to be kosher according to Rav, because he doesn't have the gzeres tikkur at all. My ain mitzdarfin kana ba'almahu. Why do we need to say it's not mitzdarif? Each one is not kosher by itself. Why? According to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it's still considered kanim ba'alma. Answers the Gemara, I did the kamar Rabbi Meir mitzdarfin. Once Rabbi Meir taught us the halacha mitzdarfin, amar Rabbi Yehuda ain mitzdarfin. Rabbi Yehuda says that doesn't have chashivus to be able to be mitzdarif. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasei the Rav, Tanya kavasei Shmuel. We have shittas that support the opinion of Rav, how to read the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and we have shittas that support the opinion of Shmuel. Again, to review, according to the opinion of Rav, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of the Gzeres Tikra at all, and even if the Nesarim are for Tfachim, the halacha is that it's going to be kosher. However, according to the opinion of Shmuel, if it's for Tfachim, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that there is a problem in terms of Gzeres Tikra. So there are brises that support both them. Tanya Kolasi the Rav, there's a brise that supports Rav. Sachecha bin Nesarim, if you made Schach with board, Shel Erez, She'ein ben Arbo, Divri HaKol Kshera. If you use boards that are made out of cedar, and everybody holds that's kosher. Yesh ben arbaba fits up for Rabbi Meir posel Rabbi Yehuda machshir. Rabbi Meir says it's posel, and Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So we see from this brisa that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda disagree when it comes to boards that are for tfachim, like the shita of Rav. The Gemara now quotes Rabbi Yehuda. This is the brisa continuing that proves his position. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'shas ha-sakana, she'evianu nisarim shoyi ben arbov, se'chachnu al gabe merpeset. When there was a sakana that the Malchus prohibited us to do mitzvahs, so then we made an inconspicuous sukkah. We brought boards that were for tfachim, and we put schach on the merpeses, v'yashvu tachdeyan, and we sat under it. So you see from that, from our actions, and this was done with the consensus of the Chachamim, that a board that's for Tfachim is not going to be a problem. Amrulo, the Chachamim said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, from that's a proof, Ein Shas HaSakana Raya. The fact that you did that during the Shas HaSakana is not a proof. But since it was only possible out gzeira, so then obviously b'shas ha-sakana, if you can't fulfill the gzeiros, so in such a case, then we do not fulfill the gzeiros. We now continue, Be'ezer Hashem, learning in my study in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Most of the daf we did in what's referred to the cave in the Tivariyeh. That's my classroom in the front of the Beis Medrash. And the noise in the background was the noise of the Talmidim learning in the adjoining Beis Medrash. Tanya Kavasei de Shmuel. We learned in accordance with Shmuel, Sachacha b'nisarim shel eresh yesh ben harba, diri hakol psula.
The opinion of Shmuel was that even Rabbi Yehuda holds if it's four tefachim, it's going to be possible. Ain ben arba, but if there isn't arba, Rabbi Meir posts Rabbi Yehuda machshu. Modu Rabbi Meir. So even before we begin Modu Rabbi Meir, this is entirely consistent with the position of Shmuel, that even Rabbi Yehuda holds the four tefachim is possible. And the Gemara says in Rabbi Meir's Modu, Shim yesh bein neser le neser, kimlon neser, sheminiach pesel beinayim uksheira, that the halacha would be that if there is between each board the thickness of another board, then you could put schach kosher, pesel, psala yotze is schach that's kosher, between it then it'll be kosher. In other words, only time Rabbi Meir is going to say that's going to be possible is if there isn't a corresponding board of four tefachim, a corresponding schach of four tefachim that's between them. The Gemara will elaborate on the details of how to be masbir this on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, but for now, that's how we will explain it. Umod Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda admits, Shim Nasan Aleh Neser Shu Rachav Arba Tvachim Ksheira, that if you put a board that is four tvachim, if it's by the side of the wall, so then in such a case, we would say the rule of Dofen Akuma, we view that Schach Pasul by the side of the wall as being the bent roof, and then it would be kosher ve'en yishenim tachtav. But you can't sleep under that part. Vayashin tachtav lo yotze yedei chavasa. And someone who sleeps under it would not be yotze their chiyuv. We're going to stop over here, daf yudalit amibayz, because on tomorrow's daf, on tezvav amibayz, it will be quite a short daf. So this Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf yudalit in Masechet Sukkah.